For Little Friends, Sleepover at Grandma's House by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. 4-year-old Tammy had never spent a night away from home. Her parents were going to a wedding and wouldn't be home until very late, so she was going to spend the night at Grandma's house. Tammy loved her grandma very much, but she liked being close to her mommy and daddy. Mommy helped Tammy pack her pajamas and stuff rhinoceros and clean clothes for the next day in the special suitcase that Grandma had given her. After they arrived at Grandma's house, Tammy hugged Mommy and Daddy goodbye. Grandma showed Tammy where to put her suitcase. Tammy saw that Grandma had the same picture of Jesus hanging in her bedroom that Tammy had in her own bedroom at home. It made her feel better. Grandma fixed spaghetti for dinner. Tammy ate all of her spaghetti. They had vanilla ice cream with chocolate sauce for dessert. After dinner, Grandma pulled out a thick book. "This is my photo album," she said. She opened it and pointed to a picture. "This is your mommy when she was a little girl." Tammy liked looking at pictures of her mommy when she was little. Together, she and Grandma looked at the pictures until Tammy started to feel sleepy. Grandma helped Tammy brush her teeth and put on her pajamas. Then Grandma listened as Tammy said her prayers. "I have a special sleeping bag for you to use when you're here," Grandma said. She unrolled a sleeping bag with pink flowers on it. "Pink is my favorite color," Tammy said. Grandma smiled. "I know." Tammy gave Grandma a big kiss before sliding into the sleeping bag. Grandma put Tammy's rhinoceros next to her and zipped up the sleeping bag. "Good night, Tammy. Sweet dreams." "Good night, Grandma." Tammy felt very cozy in the pink sleeping bag. The next morning, Grandma made French toast for breakfast. Tammy ate 2 pieces and drank all her milk. Then she helped Grandma do the dishes. "I was a little scared when I came," Tammy said to Grandma as she dried a plate. "Then I saw the picture of Jesus, and I wasn't scared anymore." Grandma hugged Tammy. "I keep a picture of Jesus in my bedroom to remind me that he loves me. I'm glad you aren't scared anymore." Tammy hugged Grandma back. "I am, too." She could hardly wait until Mommy and Daddy came to pick her up. She had a lot to tell them. Note: Jane McBride Choate is a member of the Big Thompson Ward, Loveland, Colorado State. End of note. Windy Day by Elizabeth Giles. 1 gust of wind, a playful breeze. 2 gusts of wind blow through the trees. 3 gusts of wind, fly high my kite. 4 gusts of wind, hold on really tight. Bouncing raisins. You will need a pint glass jar, water, 1 tablespoon, 15 milligrams of raisins, 4 tablespoons, 60 milligrams of vinegar, and 1 tablespoon, 15 milligrams of baking soda. 1. With an adult's help, fill the glass jar 3/4 full with water. 2. Stir in the vinegar. 3. Drop in the raisins. 4. Add the baking soda, but do not stir. 5. Now watch the raisins bounce. What makes this happen? When you mix the baking soda with the vinegar, bubbles of carbon dioxide form. The bubbles fasten onto the raisins, making them rise to the surface. Then the bubbles pop, and the raisins sink to the bottom again. End of the section for Little Friends.